The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your guest host, Rebecca Miller, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, Otto. Otto Loos is a Project Independence member from the New Hyde Park region, a frequent co-host on the radio show, and an original Project Independence member.
Very original.
You are original. We'll get into that a little later,
yeah,
Otto.
Right.
Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who want to remain in their own homes as they age. Services include transportation for food shopping and medical visits, help at home with minor home repair, nursing and social work services, fitness classes, community education, information and referral, and anything that's needed. If we don't currently provide the service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or to request services. One of the programs of Project Independence is this weekly radio show heard every Friday morning from 10 a.m. to noon here on WCWP 88.1 on the dial. Today's show promises to be a very special one. We have our own town supervisor, Judy Bosworth.
Good morning, Rebecca, and good morning, Otto.
Good morning, Judy.
It's always a pleasure to be here with you guys.
It's great to have you here,
Thank you.
Judy. Following Supervisor Bosworth, you'll be listening to Old Time Radio, a suspense, the most dangerous game, first aired September 23rd, 1940. Otto?
Remember that,
you
Otto?
Were, you weren't even there. No, nothing, nothing. You got nothing.
I was
okay.
Four. I remember it well.
Following the radio show will be time for Talk of the Town with Christina Liu, the Project Independence and You, our very own radio producer extraordinaire. And also she is the Senior Citizen Program Development Specialist for Project Independence and just really the heart and soul of Project Independence. She's wonderful. So, Judy, you had a little program last week, the State of the Town.
Yep, every year.
How'd that go for you? I think it went pretty well.
You know what? It was terrific. It's always wonderful to have the opportunity to look back on what we've accomplished in the year and what we look forward to doing, you know, in the following year. But, you know, no one has to worry. I'm not going to read the town of the State of the Town address. But before we go into that, Rebecca, I'd just like to thank you so much for being the guest host. And I'd like to thank, you know, Christina as well as producer and my favorite co-host, Otto.
My favorite supervisor.
There you go. That's like my children.
All of our favorite
right. My children always used to say to my sister, "You're our favorite aunt." Of course, she was their only aunt.
Right.
But yes. But, so thank you, and of course everybody here in Project Independence and the radio show committee for the hard work that's done. And I want to give a special thank you to Dan Cox, who's the director of broadcasting at WCWP, as well as the engineer, and Janine Salora, the administrator, all the great people from Long Island University who helped make this possible.
Yeah, it's great. This is now the fifth year. Can you believe it?
Wow.
It's really
And I know how much people enjoy, you know, hearing the different people that you have come to speak and you know, having the opportunity to learn helpful things.
Right.
So
great. Judy, so last week you gave the annual State of the Town address.
I did, and I didn't faint. It was
yes. Didn't faint.
I didn't faint.
It was good.
It
flowed well. You hit on such great topics, and there's so much to talk about. I mean, I don't even want to scare you by all the notes I took from the State of the Town, if you don't mind, if we could talk a little bit about Project Independence.
Sure.
And what you had, what you reviewed from 2016, and also what's happening in the future.
Absolutely. I would be happy to. So, you know, one of the things that I stressed in the State of the Town was how happy we were that we celebrated Project Independence 10th anniversary. You know, when the program first started, I was at the county. I was a Nassau County legislator, and I was always so happy to take part in Project Independence events because I found them so life-affirming and just very, very exciting. So I've seen Project Independence right. just continue to flourish over the past years. I think it's important to note that just in this past year alone, we had 26,000 service requests that were created for Project Independence programs. We also had a little over 1,000 new members sign up to be part of the program. So it's just a program that's growing, and more people are able to take advantage of it. We had our 100th taxi ride through Project Independence.
Yeah.
100,000. I actually have a sign in my office. It's 100,000 taxi rides. So for those who are listening who may not be familiar with the program, the town, through Project Independence, offers free taxi rides for shopping and discounted rides for medical appointments. And so it's wonderful. It's a wonderful part of the effort to encourage and allow people to age gracefully in their homes while maintaining that sense of independence. So it's just very exciting to reach another milestone.
That's probably about 600,000 or 700,000 miles that was driven in a car.
Yeah.
If you put it in.
Incredible. Incredible. And, you know, and I also know that you're continuing so many of the wonderful programs and classes, yoga, tai chi, nutritional classes. And I think also what's so very important is the advisory councils that are part of the Project Independence program, so that the people who are participating in the program have the opportunity to say what's working, maybe what's not working, what they'd like to see happen in the future. What makes Project Independence so strong is certainly all the wonderful people in the town that are working
right.
with Project Independence, but most importantly, those that are participating in it. So that was an important part of it.
You know, 10 years ago when Project Independence started, the kind of, you know, the foundation of it was based on connections and partnerships. And one of the first programs we did, one of the things we did was when we connected with you to do flu shots.
Yes.
Just so you were really, really there early on with Project Independence. And also when we had, you know, a senior where there's a very extremely dangerous intersection. And
in
New Hyde Park.
Yep.
And our seniors actually
Hazel Kaufman. Absolutely.
Hazel, wonderful.
She fought that battle.
The fact was,
and continues to fight.
Yeah.
You literally couldn't get to a particular area because there was no light. It was very dangerous.
It was a left turn.
A left
lane
turn,
or,
right. Remember the green arrow?
I do.
There's like six different.
We couldn't do it.
Going together there.
Right.
It's really unbelievable
right.
spot.
And we really tried in the town at that time to figure out how to institute the light. We really didn't know what to do. And so we reached out to you. And of course, you know, you helped us. And then you came to the celebratory advisory meeting, as you were discussing, in New Hyde Park, where we celebrated the fact that it was a lot safer. I mean, personally, I do that corner every day because we work over at Clinton Martin Park.
Right.
And I think that it probably saved lives, accidents, time, all kinds of things. So even from the very beginning, you have always been there for us.
Well, thank you. That was in my role as a Nassau County legislator. But right. I thought what was so great is here you had this group of seniors advocating for the safety, not only for themselves, but for everybody in the area, and doing it so effectively.
Right.
So it was great to be part of that.
Right, right. Well, we still thank you for that.
Oh, okay.
That's great.
Thank you.
And there are some other kind of very interesting committees that have started this year. And one that, you know, I'm actually sitting on as a member, and it just is amazing how it came together, how you've been able to kind of implement the initiatives that we talked about within the committee, and that's the Disability Committee. So how does it feel to kind of see this vision that you had for a Disability Committee, and again, listening to people in the town, because we have people on that committee who have children with disabilities or spouses, or they themselves have a disability. So there's all different issues that come up.
Absolutely. Well, what was so interesting is it wasn't my vision. It was the vision of people who came to me and said, we need help. We need help with working with our children, working with brothers, working for ourselves,
right,
in terms of having a real voice in the town for those with disabilities. And so I'll never forget Jackie Shankman and Larry Greenstein had come to me right before my last State of the Town, talking about the need for advocacy. And I remember saying, well, you know what, why don't we form a disability advisory committee? And I had announced it at the State of the Town last year that we were going to be doing this. And here we were a year later, and we have this wonderful committee. And, you know, Rebecca, absolutely, you know, you're such an important part of it, as are so many, you know, other
yes.
people who are part of Project Independence. It's made up of staff. It's made up of those with disabilities,
right.
those who have children with disabilities, those who have relatives with disabilities,
right.
to see what we can do to make sure that their needs are being met. And one of the first things was identified was the need for reliable transportation,
mm-hmm.
because we have, you know, service through Nice Bus. What is it?
Yeah,
Able Ride, which, you know, sometimes is dependable and sometimes not so dependable. And so we thought, well, what can we do to help? And we, after talking, we realized we already have a structure to help with transportation. It's a structure that was formed right here mm-hmm. in Project Independence, with free taxi rides for shopping and much reduced taxi rides for medical appointments. And we were able to find a way, working with Kim, working with Sherry and yeah. Other people in Project Independence, to work out a way for those with disabilities to also take part in the taxi program that we have. And so as of January, this was started, that those with disabilities who mm-hmm. are over 21 can have these transportation options as well. And it was funny, you know, Otto, before when we were talking, you said, you know, we want to know a little bit about grants.
Right.
So we're so fortunate that Senator Schumer has been such an amazing advocate with us for mm-hmm. different services. And one thing that we advocated for was money for transportation for Project Independence. And last year we were awarded $1 million for the next 3 years. And we were able to, and the grant is actually for seniors and those with disabilities. So it's just a perfect confluence of our needs. So we're able to use some of that grant money to provide transportation for those with disabilities. And so that was an amazing accomplishment right out of the gate. So we're very proud of that.
Just a question.
Sure.
I like almost every other day, it seems like there's another grant that was received where the town of North Hempstead received money
mm-hmm.
from the state, from whoever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll take it from whoever wants to give it.
Yeah, but but
we're not proud.
I think 99% of us have no clue what's involved as far as a grant is concerned. Like, you know, they don't just fly in through the door and give you money and say, hey, do what you want with this money. How do you identify grants, and what do you have to go through in order to get the money that comes in off these things?
Otto, in about 60 seconds, we're going to take a quick break for a commercial. So maybe when we come back from that break, we can address the your question and your point about grants.
Because, of course, Otto, you're very right. They don't just fly in the door.
And most people have no idea, including me, frankly. I mean, I've had some exposure, but not...
Well, we're going to find out.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Dan Cox just said we can continue going on, so...
All right. Dan is the man.
All
right, then moving right along.
Okay.
So we do a lot of work. We have a wonderful grants coordinator, Tom Devaney. He makes sure that he's aware of the different grant possibilities that are out there. And there are grant possibilities through the state, through the federal government. And some people will, you know, someone said to me, well, it's still taxpayer money. And you know what? Absolutely. Grant money is taxpayer money. But it's money that's been identified as being available and being out there. Mm-hmm. And my feeling is, if someone's going to get it,
let's come here.
Let it be us. And so we work very hard.
But how does he identify these things? I mean, is there a book that tells you these are grants or?
Well, there are books that are published by the government about grant opportunities that are available.
Right.
We go down to Washington every year. And one of the things that we do while we're down there is to visit different agencies and to visit with our federal representatives to advocate for grants, to tell them why we believe that this would be a grant that would be really tailor-made for what we're doing. So first we identify what our needs are and we try to find grants that would fit that need. Sometimes we'll look at a grant and we'll go, you know what, that would be a great idea. And so, you know, it goes.
Can go both
it,
ways.
It can absolutely go both ways. What we've been doing since I've been here is that when we get grants, we use them. Very often you can be awarded a grant, but if it can sit for years and not be used. What people are starting to see is that when they award a grant to North Hempstead, that the grant is implemented, mm-hmm. it's used. And so when you go to apply for another grant, they're more likely to give you that grant because they see what you've done.
It moves you up the credibility
Absolutely.
Stack a little bit.
You definitely get brownie points for that.
Right, right.
So I look at the North Hempstead, the Hempstead Harbor Trail. So when I got here, there was actually a grant to extend the trail that, you know, there are so many things going on that hadn't been used. We extended the trail. Mm-hmm. We've gotten money now to do phase three and phase four, most likely because they saw that we actually went ahead and expanded what we already had.
But before they give you the grant, mm-hmm. do you now have to have, like Tom Devaney has to do some kind of a presentation? Or
lots of paperwork.
Proposal, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's a lot. Rebecca, you know, because you do grant work for Project Independence.
Grants, like you know, you were saying, can come from anywhere. It could come from the state. It could be federal. It could be local.
Well, I saw national parks.
National parks. Some grants, you're actually able to be a little bit more creative, like what Judy was saying with the transportation grant. You know, we initially applied for that grant for seniors. However, because that language was in there that this grant is also, you know, can be utilized for people with disabilities, we were able to modify that grant and then go to our grant manager and give kind of a rationale as to why, you know, as to why we think that this funding could be applied to this particular program. The other thing is sometimes you get grants that might be an efficiency grant. So that kind of leaves you open to being creative. You know, what do you mean by efficiency? You know, someone, you know, a senior, that might mean something different to someone maybe in a public school. So there's all kinds of openings. And we get it from, you know, Senator Gillibrand's office. They come from all over. And when the supervisor goes to D.C., they have the greatest amount, you know, of opportunity to see what's out there.
It's kind of a hidden
okay,
thing,
you know,
I guess.
We're going to go. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back
Dan
with Supervisor Judy Bosworth and co-host Otto Loos. Thank you.